Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, does a fantastic job on NFL Network. She did a great job over the weekend. Did 5 hours. Was talking about squirrels on the
really?
WFAN.
You talk about squirrels? You know, I have a stuffed squirrel, you know. I do.
That's Kim Jones,
Kim,
by the way.
Kim, I just want to let you know, because you know me with the stuffed animals. I do have a stuffed animal squirrel.
Hi, Kim.
Are you
hey,
there?
Guys.
Oh, there
so
we go.
Joe, I mentioned you over the weekend on my squirrel show.
Well, you didn't hear what I just said. And I do have a stuffed animal squirrel. Terry and I have a stuffed animal squirrel at home.
Oh, I had no doubt. I
yeah.
mean, what, no.
What's that?
You think I'm new to this party? Yeah, I knew you have a stuffed squirrel.
Yeah, we definitely do. Love the squirrels.
Kim,
I can't stand them.
No, I'm with you. The squirrels are always on my deck, and it's very, very annoying because we try to feed the birds.
Is that true?
No, we try to put like bird food out, which is very nice. And all the squirrels try to steal the birds' food. So every time I look at the deck, there's squirrels everywhere fighting over the food. Mm. And every time I throw a broom at the window saying, get out of here. Well, it's not for you. It's for the birds.
I guess if you got like squirrels in your attic, it wouldn't be a good thing.
No, that's
true.
Jeez, hopefully that doesn't happen.
No.
Kim, your thoughts, because I think all of us were just stunned that the constant Odell Beckham rumors turned into reality late last night or early last night when that trade went down. What was your initial reaction?
Yeah, I guess Dave Gettleman did sign him to trade him, which when it factors in the form of $16 million in dead cap money, it's not very smart, is it?
No.
I mean, I just the plan is mind-boggling to me because I'm not sure there is one. It certainly has changed since August. You want to give me a few events that would have changed it since August? Okay. But you're not going to have a room of guys who are all, you know, the same and the same energy level and the same everything else. You're going to have guys who spark a team, and you're going to have guys who occasionally tick off the organization. That's life, and that's professional sport. And I guess Odell simply, you know, wore out his welcome with a new general manager who, as we know, is not new to the Giants and not new to this market and was obviously determined to get rid of Beckham.
Well, not just Beckham, but everybody that he didn't bring in
there's
here.
There's a list. Yeah, I understand.
I mean, you know, so it's not just him. Here's what I want to know, though. The big question now, what are they going to do with Eli? Is Eli gone by Saturday? You know, they got this bonus for him Sunday for $5 million. Are they going to cut him before Sunday?
I can't foresee that all of a sudden they're going to treat Eli like that when the treatment of Eli has been such a, you know, lightning rod topic for more than a year here, a year and a half or so. But it makes sense, Joe. I'm with you. None of this makes sense with Eli Manning as your quarterback at this point.
Yep.
And that really has little to do with Eli. It has more to do with what they've done around Eli Manning.
Yep.
So, you know, I don't know. I will tell you the next time I'm present, when Dave Gettleman says don't give up on talent, I mean, there are going to be some follow-up questions there because whether you go back to Jason Pierre-Paul, who unquestionably is a talented football player, or Olivier Vernon or Landon Collins or now Beckham, he is giving up on talent. In the cases of Beckham and Collins, obviously, he's giving up on young talent. Vernon as well. Vernon's not an old player either. So none of them are old. But he's given up on considerable talent. And that's one of the mantras he likes to throw at the media and sometimes get a little chuckle. I'm not sure it's a laughing matter.
No. And honestly, you know, I've liked Dave Gettleman. I like his approach. But now you look
approach? I mean, in all seriousness, Evan,
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. I like his attitude at press conferences, that feistiness. But now I look back at it, and it looks sort of foolish for what you're saying. Like, I like the way his attitude was sitting there talking about talent, talking about players, but actions matter more than words. And the actions over the last year has shown, as you laid out, he does give up on talent. He did sign Odell to trade him, or maybe just changed his mind. And there doesn't seem to be a coherent plan like the Landon Collins situation. You could have traded him. Or even Odell, why give him a contract if you're going to trade him? Or the quarterback situation. So when he has the attitude of, you know, basically I know more than you, it doesn't feel that way right now.
Well, and a former coach here who put a couple Lombardis in the case had a saying, talk is cheap. So I'd submit that one to you as well in the category of, things that the Giants, mantras the Giants could, go back to living by, because a lot of what they have said has not come to pass. And I do understand circumstances change. I'm not that rigid where I don't understand that. But it's just a strange time to think about the contradictory things they have done, first and foremost with Manning, and then the young players they've traded away, and the idea that that they're building, but building in a very curious way, and certainly sitting on an awful lot of dead cap money again, because of getting rid of players that can play in this league, but they can't play anymore for the New York Giants.
Do you get a sense of what it was that changed their view? Was it the interview with ESPN? Was it just the overall failures of the team? Because obviously there was a change of heart from August 31st to now to give this guy a contract like that. So any indication on what caused the change?
I think there's probably, you could probably go through the season and find different things. I mean, I don't want to go too much into it. Odell knew that interview wasn't something that came across the way he wanted it to come across. I'll leave it at that. But he said it, and he has to take responsibility for it, and he obviously is and has taken responsibility for it. I do think the injury at the end of the season was probably something that raised eyebrows among some in the organization. But, I was told early on, well, first of all, if you go back and watch the play, he clearly was leg whipped and he clearly limps right away as the game expires, as the clock expires and that Eagles game is over. He is limping. So he was injured. Then I was told that he played the next week, aggravated it, and then that's what led to missing the final four games, I believe it was. So, could that have ruffled some feathers that he did not play with something that perhaps he could have pushed through? Perhaps it did, and maybe that made a difference as well.
Mm. Talking, of course, to Kim Jones. Kim, if I'm the Giants right now, I got to address the quarterback situation. I really do. To me, that's the number one priority. And Evan and I both agree on this. If I'm the Giants, I would go after Josh Rosen. I really would. If Murray's going to go one to the Cardinals, which he probably is, I would go after Rosen, because you could probably get him from maybe a third rounder that you got, or maybe even a second, without having to give up either one of your number ones. And then I would address all the other needs, because they got millions of them, especially on defense, with the 6th and 17th pick in the draft. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, I would not give up a one for Rosen.
No, not a one.
But and they could use 17 on a rookie quarterback, conceivably. But, yeah, I think that they'll explore Rosen. I think with Josh Rosen, though, there's already a little bit of baggage that comes with him. It was the same stuff you heard coming out of UCLA relating to teammates. Does he think he's better than his teammates? That sort of thing. That would be something you would very much have to, really filter through to decide if that's someone you want to bring aboard here. And I don't know those answers, but I do know that was the rap on him coming out of college
Are they interested in Haskins at all? Because they might wind up Haskins could fall to them at 6. I mean, that's not impossible.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have time to fall in love with one of these quarterbacks, Joe, but they didn't fall in love with last year's quarterbacks. I think most people would not put this year's group on the same level, so it's hard to believe they're going to fall in love with one of these quarterbacks. Now, they may look at the 17 pick, 17 overall, as a little bit different. It's obviously something they just gained by trading Odell, and they may look at it as sort of a found pick, if you will. They wanted Odell out anyway, apparently. So perhaps they look at 17 as a place to use it on one of these quarterbacks. But I don't have great conviction in saying any of that, and I'm not sure any of these quarterbacks really rise to the level where you think about them being right, a franchise quarterback replacing Eli Manning.
If they weren't, and I don't know ultimately what Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen, Lamar, what they all become. So far it looks good, especially with Baker Mayfield and to a degree with Sam Darnold. But if they weren't, or Gettleman wasn't in love with that class, what class would he be in love with?
Is he in love with Tua next year in Alabama?
No.
Is he in love with him?
Well, I do think there's a faction in the Giants organization, and I'm not including Dave Gettleman in this, that really likes Kyler Murray, and the Giants think they'll have no chance at getting him because Arizona will take him number one.
Right.
But here's the thing, and I had this conversation with some of the NFL people at the combine, the talent evaluators. We are looking back at last year's quarterback class in hindsight and remembering incorrectly of, because last year at this time, no one thought it was a great class.
Is that true? No,
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
the case,
thinking that.
To be very honest with you.
I mean, maybe
you.
That's what evaluators thought.
Maybe, you know. Maybe I don't know if I buy that, that's what they thought. Because all these guys wound up going with seventh pick or up. Even Jackson went in the first round. No, I'm saying every one of these guys wound up going in the first round. And four of them went what? In the top seven picks?
Is that what it was? Four out of seven? Wow.
Yeah, Mayfield went one. Donald went three. What was the pick on Rosen?
No, Rosen was 10, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so top 10. Rosen, because Allen was maybe six or seven. Yeah. So four of those guys went to top 10.
It was still a lot.
Four of them.
Yeah.
And two of them were trade-ups because they traded up to get Rosen, and the Jets traded up to get Donald.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I just don't think this year's class is going to be evaluated the same way. I could be wrong.
No, I agree with you about that.
We were just talking about last year.
It's more just that. And look, Saquon Barkley looks like a tremendous player, but the problem is if the Giants are going through a full rebuild, Saquon Barkley could be the best running back in the NFL, but for 3 years be on a team that has no chance of winning. And with running backs in this world, who knows how many years his career is going to be? I have no idea. And that's just a shame. If you're a rebuilding team, you've almost wasted potentially 3 years, could be half of a guy's career on a losing team.
Well, what they did in trading Beckham is they gave away Saquon Barkley's best friend on the field. And I don't mean best friend as in friendship.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean best friend as in making sure that you can't have eight in the box against the New York Giants. And what I worry about now with Saquon, and he wouldn't concede any of this. I know him well enough. I know he's proud. I know he's confident, and I respect everything about him. In terms of his football acumen and his football abilities and his makeup, everything I have great respect for. But at some point, as you said, Evan, you become a running back getting a lot of miles on the tires on a team that isn't bound for the playoffs.
Right.
And when you start to string together those years, a rookie contract goes by very, very quickly. That is a concern of mine with Barkley now.
Mm. We're talking to Kim Jones, NFL Network, of course, WFAN. Was Odell surprised that he got traded?
Yes. I think when I spoke to him, he was in shock because I said last night on NFL Network that saying that he was in shock was probably a little bit of an exaggeration. And I later talked to someone close to Odell who said, separately from that, he said, I think he's in shock. And I said, well, that was my read. I just thought I was being too dramatic.
Mm. You know, I guess we only got a couple more minutes with you, and I don't even want to get into Le'Veon Bell or Mosley.
Why?
No, I want to get into what happened with Anthony Barr, because I am so let me tell you something right now. I was delirious. I was happy with Anthony Barr and Le'Veon Bell. I was delirious yesterday morning that they had Barr and Mosley. I'm like, wow, man. And so what the hell happened that this guy decided to go back to Minnesota?
Minnesota for the second year in a row, but you were happy ultimately about Kirk Cousins' job.
Yeah, I didn't want, the hell with Kirk Cousins. And maybe Kirk, you know, I want Anthony Barr. I didn't want Kirk Cousins. I mean, really, didn't. And it worked out better for me with Kirk Cousins, who probably told Anthony Barr, oh, you don't want to go to New York. Probably told him that for a guy that's a mediocre quarterback. That's all he is. But anyway, why did Anthony Barr not come here?
Well, what you hear is he was ultimately so in love with Minnesota and comfortable there that his heart changed and he wanted to stay in Minnesota. Took, I believe, a little bit more money or less money, excuse me, to go back to the Vikings than the Jets offer. But there's no doubt that the Jets, I think, believe they were used again. Probably to get the Minnesota offer up, even if it's not meet theirs. And Anthony Barr, the biggest problem I would have with Barr is in the time in which he committed to the Jets and then decommitted, a lot of pass rushers went off the board. That's where the Jets ultimately got burned.
Yeah. Well, they got to sign. To me, they got to bring in either Justin Houston. And I don't love Ziggy Ansah, but you got to get one of those guys now. I mean, to me, you have to.
Yeah, I don't know about that. And I don't know the money commitment they'd be willing to go there, but I understand what you're saying. And both if healthy could certainly help. If healthy.
Who's this could help? Who'd you say?
If they're healthy, they could help.
Well, if they're healthy, sure.
I, I'm disappointed like Joe is, but my disappointment is already gone because I'm so ecstatic they were able to get Le'Veon Bell, especially on a deal like that. Plus, you got to forget about Anthony Barr. He's a Viking. That's
yeah,
it.
No,
it's
I
over.
Know. But I wanted
forget
to find
him.
Out why, though, you know?
Well, you know, he loves cold weather.
Yeah, good thing.
And by cold weather, I don't mean 30, Joe.
No,
I
know.
Mean 20 below.
30 below, right. I understand.
Are you surprised that Bell ended up getting the contract he did? Because as a Jet fan, I was ecstatic seeing, A, that they signed him, and B, the contract doesn't feel like what Le'Veon Bell may have been dreaming about.
No, and the whole idea of making up the $14 million that he bypassed last season, you know, really didn't happen. I mean, it's a pretty reasonable contract, given that I think he helps Sam Darnold as much as he does, guys. I mean, this is the kind of weapon that the Jets really haven't had, arguably ever, besides Curtis Martin, in terms of scrimmage yards production. Bell does it all the time. He produces all the time that he's on the field. So I think you're really looking at a rare guy that can really help the young quarterback in particular, and obviously the Jets overall.
No, he better be motivated. He should have a chip on his shoulder because nobody else wanted him but the Jets. He didn't get the money he would have gotten in Pittsburgh. So he better be motivated, excited, and ready to go and not be too worried about his rap album. You know what I mean?
There you go. Yes, I believe it dropped today.
last night.
Just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Kim?
Yeah, it was right before they announced where he was signing. The first thing was to drop the album. That was the most important thing.
There you go.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it.
See you, Kim.
Thank you.
Kim Jones joining us on a very busy day. She, of course, of NFL Network with everything that's going on, not only in the NFL, but specifically here in New York with the Odell Beckham trade and obviously the Le'Veon Bell trade.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.